Christmas Carols for Christmas Seals, starring John Charles Thomas and the Chaffee College Symphonic Choir, directed by S. Earl Blakesley, and brought to you by your Tuberculosis Association. And to start our show for Christmas Seals, here is John Charles Thomas with the choir in one of the old favorites of the Yuletide season, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Mild he lays his glory by, on the crown of mortals high, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Christ with healing in his wing, light and life to all he brings. Hail the Son of righteousness, hail the heaven, Prince of Peace. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
There you have Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And close to our hearts, it seems, at this time of the year, when holly, mistletoe, pine boughs, and punch bowls are the outward signs of our spirit of hospitality and goodwill. Now, to speak of the inner spirit which these exemplify, here is John Charles Thomas.
Yes, it is true that parties and gifts and Christmas trees are only outward signs. But they do mean that we want everyone to know we believe in a daily life of generosity and kindness, that we acknowledge our responsibilities to our fellow men. I think that's why buying and using Christmas seals gives us so much pleasure. They, too, are an outward sign, bright stamps that decorate our holiday mail. But the inner story and the inner spirit of Christmas seals is our belief that no one should ever suffer the illness of tuberculosis if it can be prevented. We believe that the fight against tuberculosis will be won. We know already that its ravages have been lessened through modern techniques of case-finding and X-ray surveys, improved medical treatment, the health education to prevent its spread. We can see clearly in the future the death of our enemy, tuberculosis. I'm certain that all of you join me in the wish that this year more Christmas seals will be sold than ever before, so that this future will more quickly come to pass.
Seldom do we think of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the American poet, as a writer of carols. And yet the carillon is one of the most effective, even though not frequently performed. More, its plaintive appeal for faith in a troubled world is strangely, almost prophetically appropriate to the need for spiritual support amidst the adversities of this 20th century. Now, the choir in The Carillon. Thank you. the Chaffee College Choir follows with an old Christmas hymn which during many centuries has roamed all over the world with emigrants from the Ural Mountains. It is called The Angel Song.
Sing and rejoice.
Now, to introduce his next number, John Charles Thomas.
You know, one of my favorite Christmas carols is Old Little Town of Bethlehem, because to me, it symbolizes man's hope and faith in a brighter, better world to come. It's something like the Christmas seal, the symbol of a time in the future when we need no longer fear that tuberculosis may strike at someone close to us. And that's the odd thing about tuberculosis. It doesn't particularly favor the rich or the poor, the good or the bad. It's a threat to everyone until all cases are found, put under healing treatment, and protected from spreading their disease to others. Well, that may seem too big a job for a little stamp to be of much help in the doing, and yet Christmas seals have been working on that job and stimulating others to work on it for a long, long time. So the bright day when tuberculosis will be vanquished isn't too far off. As long as you and all your friends buy and use Christmas seals on your holiday mail. But speaking of holiday mail, here is Old Little Town of Bethlehem. My Christmas greeting to you.
Born in us today, we
not find with us a lonely Manuel.
The bird of the angel did say was a servant for shepherds in field as they lay. In field where they lay deep in their sheep on the cold winter's night.
Christmas Carols for Christmas Seals was made possible through the courtesy of John Charles Thomas, the Chaffey College Symphonic Choir, its director, S. Earl Blakesley, the American Federation of Radio Artists, and the American Federation of Musicians. This program was written and produced by Carl Schlichter. This is Bob Purcell wishing you, in behalf of all of us in the studio and your Tuberculosis Association, a very Merry Christmas. And many, many Yuletide gifts, all decorated with Christmas seals.